We stay in the animal kingdom now, and for Valentine's Day, a love story. Well, kinda sorta. Yep, we're talking about gorillas, because did you know that there's a gorilla matchmaking service? Well, it's not exactly like Match.com or Tinder. I mean, gorillas aren't sitting around and swiping like us humans do, but this is a very cool and very real program. And here to explain how it works is Dr. Kristen Lucas, the chair of the Gorilla Species Survival Plan and director of conservation and science at the Cleveland Metro Parks Zoo. Dr. Lucas, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you very much for having me.
So I sort of, you know, quickly called this a matchmaking service for gorillas, which is probably not the most scientific way to put it. But can you give us a sense of what this program is?
Well, you know, love is in the air when you talk about gorillas, but we don't know if that's occurring between gorillas. I can say it certainly occurs between all of the people who care for gorillas in zoos across North America and the gorillas that they have at their zoos. Our job as the Gorilla Species Survival Plan is to look at the entire population and manage it for long-term genetic stability and to make sure that the decisions we make for which animals might breed with which animals make sense, both from an individual gorilla point of view and also for the long-term sustainability of the population.
So how do you, I mean, again, I'm going to sort of think about the matchmaking, the human side of matchmaking when we look at our, you know, we scroll through our profiles and say, do I like this person's age and distance and all those things? How do you identify gorilla candidates for this?
It's actually a fun process. Every year, the Gorilla SSP Management Group, which is comprised of 10 people, 10 zoo professionals that represent 10 of the 50 zoos that house gorillas in North America. And we bring a lot of information to the table. There's the scientific side of it, which includes a number that reflects the relationship of each individual gorilla to all of the other gorillas within the population. So we have a broad idea of whether or not each individual gorilla is very well represented genetically in the population or maybe underrepresented in the population. And then each of the people at the table and all of the representatives that are there talk a little bit about the individual personalities of the gorilla, the age, maybe the location, the zoo, so that if we have to make moves. And we consider a whole host of variables when trying to determine who gets a breeding recommendation and who might not get a breeding recommendation for that two-year period.
I mean, it sounds almost like the human process, except with the exception of the genetic makeup, at least initially. I'm just curious, in the course of dating and matchmaking, if you will, I think the most important thing is to show results. Have you had any success stories?
Oh, we've had a number of success stories. In any given day, I mean, a quick Google search of gorilla births will reveal a number of very wonderful stories that have taken place without necessarily showing everything that took place behind the scenes to get that beautiful little infant to where it is.
Well, I can't imagine. There are very few things that are cuter than baby animals, and I'm sure baby gorillas are part of that cuteness spectrum. But even though this all sounds really cute, there is a serious side to this. I mean, there is a reason why you guys are doing this beyond just trying to help gorillas find love. I mean, we hear this gorilla populations are under threat, aren't they?
Yes, they are. It's really devastating. In the 20 years since I started my graduate career till now, it's shocking the decline in gorilla populations that has taken place. For example, Grauer's gorilla are some of the most critically endangered subspecies of gorilla, down to about 3,500 individuals. And that's, you know, a drop of like 80% over the last 20 years. And that just happened during the time I've been studying them.
And so the future for this program is looking bright?
Yes, the future is bright for zoo-housed gorillas. And we are working very hard to keep the future for wild gorillas as bright as possible, too.
Well, given that this is Valentine's Day, I want to send all my love to all the gorillas out there and hope they all find their appropriate matches. Dr. Kristen Lucas, thank you for being with us today on The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks. That was Dr. Kristen Lucas, the chair of the Gorilla Species Survival Plan and director of conservation and science at the Cleveland Metro Parks Zoo.
The There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.